In today's episode, we're going to dive into one key concern that most businesses struggle with. We all have this big question, how do I build capability and digital capability with the help of a technology partner? To give us an answer to this critical question, and I don't think it's just one single answer, I think it'll be multiple answers. To this critical question, I have with me today, Joyjeet Bose, Senior Vice President, SME Operations, Tata Tele Business Services. Some of you may already know him, but for those of you who don't know him, here's a little bit about Joyjeet. Joyjeet has spent more than 3 decades in the industry working closely with businesses and startups across sectors. He has seen the technology evolution from the non-IP era to today's IP era. In these 3 decades, he has worked with companies to help them become digitally agile. He's a technology enthusiast who is net about understanding customers' requirements and finding solutions that best suit their needs. He has always prioritized paths to optimum results to ensure success for channel partners and customers. He is an active marathoner who also loves to play football and cricket. Joyjeet, welcome and thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Joyjeet, I'm going to jump straight into this conversation, and I've already talked about the question that is always there in people's mind. But as the head of SME business for Tata Tele Business Services, how, you know, staying informed about the dynamic digital technology landscape and the evolving customer needs is crucial. How do you stay ahead and stay up to date with the latest changes in digital technology? And how do you understand the shifting requirements of your customers?
Absolutely. First of all, I think I'll pick up the line which you used while introducing me, that I have been a technology person from non-IP to IP era. It talks a lot, actually. Even though we talk about digitization today, it is not that it was never there. It was always there. So digitization for organizations were always critical. And it was only how easy it was to get and how cost-effective it was. I think in today's generation, those are getting addressed. Post-COVID, things have really improved. So as a person, I have been always very keen about understanding the technology because I come from a technology background. But I have started my career as a hardcore technology R&D person. So that way, I am very close to technology. I also spend a lot of time in discussion with similar like-minded people who discuss past, present and future as far as technology is concerned. So that's how it is. Yes, staying ahead of the curve in digital technology landscape and also ensuring that we meet our customers' evolving need. And the core focus of Tata Tele Services is only to do that. So how I do that? So as I said, first of all, continuous learning and research, I make it a priority that I keep in touch with what's happening or what may happen. Most of the technologies which we talk about today, whether it is AI, whether it is IoT and many more, it's not today's invention. Things has been happening for quite some time and I'm very happy that I was part of those journey. So I do read a lot. I attend seminars, conferences, but most important, I personally have a group which is from all the age categories. The people who were probably working in the 70s and 80s, people with whom I have learned in the 90s and current generation, a good amalgamation of people who actually come together and discuss technology, that helps me. Then cross-functional collaboration helps a lot within the organization also. See, again, technology is something which people make it as if it's very, very difficult subject. I call it read technology, learn technology, understand technology as a layman's language.
So let me ask you a question before you go further. This is what you do to stay updated, right? Mm. You found your ways to keep in touch with technology, different ways to keep in touch with it. What would you recommend to your customers, SMEs, who are not people with a tech background like yourself? What would you recommend they do to keep in touch with technology?
Well, actually, good question. And it's not about me. I mean, it's also about how they themselves do it. So SMEs, I divide into two absolute categories. One is probably SMEs who was born 15 years back, 1.5 decade back, and SMEs who was born in this decade and whom I call, it's a born in digital decade. who have done their engineering and born in the IP area, they don't understand anything about non-IP, and they feel probably those days there was no networking, and that's not true. Similarly, SMEs who are born in digital, you really need not tell them anything. They are far ahead of everybody. So they start anything and everything with digital. And people who were not born in digital, they are gearing up. So one, out of lot of positives of COVID, this is one of the positives that everybody has been motivated and they spend a lot of time to understand how technology can help them. But to simplify it, people should forget the word technology. They should look into their 9-to-9 activity, what they are doing, list all the pain points and just dream. I wish this pain point can get resolved and the end result can be like this. If that dream can be put on paper, technology can be brought and aligned with it. The biggest thing is that people feel that we should first think of the technology and try to fix it to my requirement. Rather, take it absolutely in a reverse direction. If you even write in your crude language that this is the problem I'm facing, I need a solution, you will find at least 10 answers on Google. First step is to do that. If people find interest in finding their own solution, they will get a lot of solution online. And then they have to interact with the right solution partner, right technology partners, and then discuss further. Rather than leaving it to somebody to solve my problem.
I like the fact that you're saying you don't have to get out of your comfort zone. Within your comfort zone, define your problem and say, this is what I want as an expected outcome. Everything else can then be
fixed.
That's a fantastic tip to give our listeners. Because most people keep thinking, what technology can I use? Whereas the question is, what is the problem? Define that, baki sab fix ho jayega. I like that. So I think that was great.
When I used to be an R&D engineer, whenever my technical director used to take me to the customer and customer used to tell their problem, I used to say, ho jayega. And he will come out and he will fire me. Arre, kahan se ho jayega? We don't have the product. And because I was a bachelor aur humko lagta tha, pura time wahi raho. I mean, I wish I could have done it for my own company. It would have been better. So I used to stay whole night and I used to create a product, uska dabba banata tha, usko paint karta tha, sab karta tha. And after 3-4 days, I used to go and fix it to that organization. This used to be a big process plant and it used to work. And then my commercial director used to charge a bomb for it because otherwise available nahi hai na. Finally, business director said, ki nahi, tu ye kaam kar, ye chhod de, you start selling. But for him also the same problem happened. I used to sell only those products which are never there in our shelf. So I come from that thought process. But this is a fact. So I firmly believe as a R&D person and as well as a business person, if a person who has the problem, he can feel that this is the solution I am looking for and then give it to the technology expert, probably he will be more satisfied.
That's an interesting one. You talked about the fact that people born in the IP age and the non-IP age, and there is a certain amount of acceptance which is there today, but there is also resistance, right, that you must be facing. So technology adoption is often faced with resistance from SME owners. How do you address skepticism? How do you guide SME owners to embrace the benefits of ICT and digital solutions for their business? Because in today's day and age, you cannot survive in the business without these solutions. So how do you guide them?
So two ways. I cannot individually guide people. So the team also has to guide. So we have created different forums how you can really educate SME customer. See, first of all, it's not that SMEs doesn't want to adopt technology. The fear is of three kind. First, if I adopt technology, we'll take care of it. Second, we feel technology means very big thing. Third thing is that there is also a feeling it's a very dynamic thing. It keeps changing. And how I will cope up with it. Okay. Now, as I said, SMEs are of two eras. One is which is a decade old, which is ball in digital. They are not worried about all these things. They know without digital, I cannot do anything. So they are. So that's not the place where we have to really think about. Of course, they are. They want something cost effective, pay as you use. And those models are very much available. It's about the SMEs who have started without being digital and now progressively moving towards digital. So we try to give the comfort to the organizations that let us know all your pain, including your fears, which is related to how costly it will be, how difficult it is to implement, whether I need to have a technical resource at my place. All difficulties also make it part of the pain point. So we will take care of it. We will come to you as a solution provider. And for that, we do various forums. We actually do big as a brand. Started only saying that, please do big along with us. So it's not about TTBS is doing do big. We are doing do big together for the SMEs. We will do it for you. So believe in us and we'll take care of your end-to-end requirement. Not just providing solution, but to make you understand why this is important. And hence, my direction to my team is that instead of selling the product, first understand what the customer does 9 to 9. Morning 9 to evening 9, he is doing practically a lot of stuff to make his business successful. It gives a comfort to the customer. Oh, he understands my setup so well. Then he actually opens up. And then he feels, okay, here something can be done. The moment you go and start selling a product, then it becomes a sales discussion. Rather, you become part of his family and say, this is the point. Now, this also helps our side. You know, my team also then start thinking about solution. Even many trainings you give them, it will not help you. Because trainings are again product related. But when you conceptualize with the customer, oh, this is your work you do. He's learning also. He's taking interest. And then he's also giving solution. What is the benefit of my team? They have already seen some of such case studies in the market. And it is always a fear, even in my sales team who are non-technical, how I will speak technical. So my guidance to them, you are not supposed to speak technical. You are first supposed to understand the requirement and then bring it back and we'll find a solution for it. So the similar confidence has to happen at the customer side as well as my team side. And if this bond can be created, I think everything is possible. I'll give you a simple example. All of us use WhatsApp. And WhatsApp as a solution is not new. We have gone through various journeys from the days when Yahoo was there to today's WhatsApp. Nobody has come and trained anybody. From a school kid to a grandmother.
Correct.
Everyone has learned. Nobody considered it as a technology. I'll give you a better example. Not many people may like it. When COVID happened, lockdown happened, everything is happening, right? From clapping, drum bajana, and all those stuff. Nobody realized one thing. There is a setup which is working across the country, which is making you see this, communicate this, everything. That was technology. We take internet, TV connection as if it is available like you get air and water.
Correct.
It's not like that. It's a technology. We have accepted it. We understand it works like this. Today, if suppose a power goes off in your house, you will definitely do 3-4 things.
Correct.
Most of the Indians are half doctor. For certain things, you don't go to a doctor. But you don't complain because you have learned it on your own. So technology has to become like that. I think that's the simple. I'm giving a very, very vague answer, but that's the crux of it. Leave it to the person. Once you come to that critical junction where you really need to understand the nitty-gritty of it, we bring experts. So let me be very specific answer. We have platforms where we call customers, we address them, and we don't address them about our product. It is called our Do Big Symposium or Do Big Forum where customers comes. We actually tell them how the future world can look. Certain time we go industry specific, certain time we go with collaboration of CTOs. So there is a forum where you discuss. Second thing is that we have developed a portal called CEP portal, Customer Experience Portal. As I said, my firm belief is that if the customer can experience a product in their own comfort zone by configuring it, do it yourself kind of a setup, test it in their environment, find out the pros and cons of the product or the solution, make himself comfortable and then come and discuss with us, okay, I am probably looking for this kind of solution or your this product gives me to some extent the benefit, then it helps. So we first launched a customer experience portal We have two big forums. We go and interact with customer. We have a team, which we call as the customer success group. This team specifically, they are not the sales team. They specifically go to the customer, sit with them, and just understand their 9-to-9 journey. Now, these are the ways we actually build the confidence in the customer that you cannot stay away from technology. Rather, we all are not staying away from technology. If you get up in the morning, anything and everything you are doing has some technology into it. It's just a question that some technologies, it's so cool that you don't consider it as a technology. And rest of the thing you feel, oh, this is a technology. So that's how it is.
So what I'm hearing is a lot of what we're doing, because it's intuitive, like WhatsApp is very intuitive. So you get into it and you don't even think of technology. And what y'all are trying to do is understand the customer's life, his problems, and then help him get the technology, which is intuitively correct.
If you take the same example of WhatsApp, another reason why WhatsApp has become easy because it's a mass scale thing. So if one friend got one feature of WhatsApp, they will actually advertise it across. It's a word of mouth. We want to create the same for the SME technology. So when we are creating forums, when we are creating webcasts, we are actually bringing people, and we always tell them, we don't want to tell you about our products. We are only here to showcase what are the different challenges SMEs or particular industry segment or in general are facing, how those can be solved. It's not that TTBS is solving. How those can be solved, how it can benefit. That boosts the confidence of the SMEs and then they come forward. A lot of people actually rely on small system integrator. That is also not bad. At least there is a trust factor. And you know, adoption of technology I have seen needs a lot of trust factor as far as SMEs are concerned, because they know that they have very less resources in terms of fund as well as technical capability. So wherever they want to put their bet, they need to trust them.
Correct.
And that is something which comes not because how big you are a company or what you have done in past. It's about how you connect with them.
That's absolutely fabulous. So, you've really touched upon the fact that there are multiple fears, right? And one of the biggest fears is, I have only so much resources. And like you said, when you have limited resources, the attribution is, who can I trust with this limited resources such that I don't fall flat on my face, such that I don't utilize all my money and I still have the solution that I want? And when you think about that, right, you've already talked about it a little, but I want you to ask you to go a little deeper into it. What role, other than becoming the advisor or becoming the trusted partner, does a company or a digital technology partner have to play? Or are these the two critical roles that one plays?
So far, what I have said is all to do with building the confidence that we should use technology. There's nothing to be afraid of. And from whom? But everything is a plus of using technology. But whenever you are doing something, you have to also be careful that every good thing has a chances of leakage. And hence, a technology partner, first, of course, you have to give a cost-effective solution. Then you have to also see that what things you have to be careful about. So security is one very big thing. COVID has taught us that we can have a hybrid working setup. People can work from anywhere they wish or they are comfortable at. There are a lot of outsourcing which happens. It's not necessary you need to have all your employees. So we do a lot of outsourcing. Hence, your data, your server, everything is pretty much exposed to the external world. You are not working within the boundary walls of your own comfort zone. So security plays one very critical thing. Cost and selection of a technology, because it is very dynamic world. Selection of a technology which will last longer or can be easily upgraded or convertible to the future requirement. And fourth, the organization who is taking it, how well it suits their expansion plan. Because not every technology will really align to the expansion plan of that particular organization. And hence, we really look into the security aspect very, very critically, we explain it to the customer very clear. And securities are also controlled in two ways. One, the way of technology, or another the way of discipline, how you are creating the strategies within the organization, the do's and don'ts. Do's and don'ts can even be percolated down to each functions or people or level and all. Those disciplines has to be maintained, periodically audited. We also help customer to do it. TTBS actually gives solutions where certain solutions are regulated by government, which is the connectivity solution, and a lot of solution which is the new generation ICT solution are not regulated by government or any department. So those audits also we do with the customer so that we ensure the customer doesn't go wrong anywhere. So in whatever way, we not only help them use the technology, we also help them to protect within the boundary where those technologies has to be used. So that way we partner. So know-how, security, and taking care of it, that it should be utilized to the best of its benefit, not anything beyond that.
So it's almost an end-to-end solution. We understand you. We find the right solutions for you. We teach you how to use the solutions. We see how you can optimize the solutions, and we then audit the solutions to make sure. And in between, we also train your people.
Correct.
Just if we've spoken about how, you know, you guide your customers through the journey, right? From understanding the problems to providing the solutions and further. But is it that there are some industries which are more, how should I say, would benefit more from technology and democratization of technology versus some other industries? Or do you think differently?
Not really. I mean, I would rather say today, technology will help everybody. But there are certain industries where technology can potentially give far more benefit than some other industry. Reason being, the complexity of those industries, the overheads they have to put for delivering their output, and the cost associated with it. So let me take examples. Okay. For example, manufacturing industry. Now, again, manufacturing industry can be many types, right? From a very huge process control industry to a small gift manufacturing company. Everybody is doing a manufacturing only, but it's a labor intensive industry. So here, technology can really help. Technology can simplify the processes. Technology can help the logistics. Technology can reduce the wastages, because there are a lot of wastages in this industry. And I'll give you examples, especially because I have spoken IP and non-IP era. If this question brings me to that fact that nothing has changed, really. So I remember my days in very early 90s, I went to a plastic molding company. And this company was actually manufacturing plastic machines, plastic molding machines. And their customer was making pipe out of those machines. And their wastage was, and this is almost 3 decades back example, which is as relevant even today. Their wastage was when the pipe is final coming out as a product at a particular length, it was supposed to be cut. And that time they never had a mechanism there where to put the blade. So it used to be done manually. And for everything, they used to waste a certain length of pipe, which used to go as a waste. And I realized the product is already available. It's only a question of the same technology I am using for controlling a temperature. I can just convert it the out such a way that it will control the length of the pipe and the blade will hit. You don't really need a person. So this is a very, very small example. Similar thing happens today also. So when you put a raw material and you expect an output coming out of it, there are a lot of people in the value chain who are looking into it. Those value chains can be controlled by digital technology. It is still controlled by instrumentation, but digital technology can help a lot. Storage, how it is moving from the factory to the entire value chain till the market can be controlled. IoT plays a big role in this. So in a manufacturing industry, you can think of lot of stuff. If it is a process of 25 steps, all 25 can be really enabled with technology, and it will give a very, very high cost benefit. Now let's come to healthcare industry. Again, healthcare industry is also very big. The industry which is probably manufacturing the medicine to a pathology lab, a doctor's clinic, operation theater. Everything is a different business altogether. Now, for every place, there is a good need of technology. Take an example, and which is probably the product we sell nowadays big time. Doctor's clinic. And let's make it a little more complex. It's not a one doctor clinic. It is a multiple doctor clinic of multiple types of doctors. So it may be a combination of allopathic, homeopathic and Ayurveda. Now, so choice to a patient when they are entering a particular clinic. So there are technology advancement which has been done. We can have this interaction, entire registration of the customer, understanding about what kind of services the clinic is offering apart from your regular meet to the doctor. All those can be actually put on a cloud setup with a person calling, getting all those information without anybody behind the phone. Record it so that the clinic also understands that what kind of patients are calling, who is calling. They create their own database. They can go back to the customer. They can improve their facility. And the patients can also get a lot of benefit. Healthcare industry, again, as I said, the sector is very big. Technology can help everyone. But wherever the logistic and the number of people working are much higher, they will be much more benefited. Now, which other financial services? I think India is leading. Fintech industry is growing like anything. Today, the ease of doing payment. I mean, I remember when last I went to an ATM. This all has been made so comfortable for the consumer. And this all happened in last 3-4 years. And the best part is that the fear of transacting on a app or UPI platform has gone completely from the consumer mind. And this is a big technology. Huh? And nobody is scared. Nobody is coming and teaching people.
Correct.
And everybody is transacting. The only small caution over here is that while we are not scared because the confidence level has gone up, there are chances of leakages, security concerns are there. And I feel individuals has to be a little more aware of it. So aware, as I said, in awareness is very critical. Then half of the security concerns can be taken care of and technology has to help. So health sector, again, big industry. It's not just fintech or even within fintech, there are big three categories. Technology is helping. So entire banking industry, again, it has started some 2.5 decades back when RBI started the first network called RBI Net to today's situation where everything is online. Technology is helping a lot. Again, it can benefit those places where probably the transactions are very high. Transactions are very high. You don't need too many people coming to the bank. Obviously, people walking into the bank has reduced. Ease of getting an insurance, getting a loan, getting your money has become very simple. So technology is benefiting.
So what we're saying is it doesn't matter which industry we belong to today. It's about simplifying lives of our customers. So for you, the customer, absolutely. But for the SME, there is a customer
further. I'll give you an example which I keep giving every time and doesn't come in our mind so easily. Poultry industry.
Correct.
Poultry industry where you'll find the poultries are mostly outside the city because of the real estate benefit. So from the health of the hen, from the time the egg is laid to the time it reaches the retailer, everything can be digitized and actually has been digitized. So not all poultry industry has adopted technology, but some who have adopted are doing well. First is simplification of process. If you can simplify the your execution will be faster, execution will be error-free, and you need minimum manual intervention. So simplifying the process is the most important thing. Second is the reduction of wastage.
Okay.
Most of your wastage happens because of lengthy processes, manual intervention, somebody is doing, and every person does things in different ways. So there is a wastage. So that can be reduced. And the third, very, very important, is the logistic. We can simplify the logistic very well. And it can be tracked end to end. End to end. You can, I mean, today when you receive a courier, you get it on your mobile that you can track where your
courier is.
So it is that. So these three are very critical.
Great. Rajit, I can continue to have a conversation with you forever and ever, but I am going to bring this one to an end. It was an absolute pleasure having you here today. I'm sure that there is so much that our listeners have learned from you. And if this hasn't helped them at least take away some of the fears of technology, I don't know what will. So thank you once again for being here, and an absolute pleasure having you with me.
Thank you, same here. I enjoyed talking.
Thank you for tuning in to the Do Big podcast, a podcast that is dedicated to providing insights, strategies, and success stories of smart digital solutions for SMEs. We believe that behind every successful business, there's a strong foundation of reliable and secure technology, be it digital connectivity, cloud infra, cloud apps, collaboration tools, or cybersecurity solutions. In a rapidly evolving digital world where technology is key to progress, Tata Telebusiness Services stands at the forefront of digital transformation of SMEs. Tata Telebusiness Services, with their extensive experience and commitment to empowering businesses, understands the unique needs of SMEs. Tata Telebusiness Services, with their extensive experience and commitment to empowering businesses, understands the unique needs of SMEs. Whether it's scalable connectivity, robust communication tools, or tailored ICT solutions, Tata Telebusiness Services is here to propel your business forward. Tata Telebusiness Services is synonymous with innovation, reliability, and transformative solutions. With a legacy spanning decades, Tata Telebusiness Services has been empowering businesses and transforming lives across the nation. So, if you're ready to take your organization to new heights of success, we encourage you to explore the transformative possibilities that Tata Telebusiness Services has to offer. Our contact details are in the description below. Remember, we're available on major podcast platforms. So if you enjoyed today's conversation, subscribe to our podcast for future episodes, which we promise will be packed with equally valuable insights on questions entrepreneurs face as they digitize and scale businesses with the help of technology. Don't forget to rate and review our podcast, as well as share it with peers, colleagues, and other entrepreneurs like yourself who will benefit from listening to it. Thank you for listening to us. And until the next time, keep embracing technology and may your business thrive in the digital era.